Congress faces four rapidly approaching spending, FISA deadlines after winter break. By Sean Moran on December 31, 2023. Congress faces a chaotic schedule when it returns in the new year. Here are four of the more pressing issues when Congress returns in 2 weeks. The year 2023 featured a dramatic 15-vote election to make former Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Speaker of the House, a vote to oust McCarthy as Speaker. Weeks fighting over who should be Speaker, the election of Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, to the Speakership, and a contentious fight over reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Not to be outdone, 2024 will start with four dramatic fights over government funding, reauthorizing a government agency, authorizing government surveillance, and resolving partisan issues over Ukraine aid and the border crisis unfolding under President Joe Biden. 1. Multiple spending deadlines and government shutdown fights. Congress has two deadlines, January 19 and February 2, for federal government funding. The transportation, housing, and food programs deadline will expire on January 19, while the Departments of Health and Human Services, HHS, Commerce, Labor, and Defense will expire on February 2. Congress must pass either a long-term spending bill or a continuing resolution, CR, or stopgap spending bill, otherwise, the government will shut down. 2. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, reauthorization. Congress will have to pass a bill that reauthorizes the FAA by March 8. House Republicans passed legislation that would reauthorize the agency in July. But the legislation has stalled in the Senate as Congress's upper chamber has fought over provisions such as pilot training. The FAA has to be reauthorized every 5 years. It was last authorized in 2018. Congress hopes to address issues such as air traffic control, personnel shortages, the pilot retirement age, and even new aircraft such as electric air taxis into the national airspace. 3. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, reauthorization. Section 702 is a law that allows intelligence agencies to collect communications of targeted foreigners. It also may lead to targeted surveillance of Americans' private communications, which privacy advocates consider a runaround of the Fourth Amendment's requirement for a warrant to search Americans' communications. The law was meant to expire at the end of 2023, but will now expire on April 19 after congressional leaders included a short-term extension in the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. There are multiple pro-reform proposals that conservatives and progressives have championed, including the Government Surveillance Reform Act, which was sponsored by Senators Mike Lee, RUT, and Ron Wyden, DR, and the Protect Liberty and End Warrantless Surveillance Act, which was sponsored by Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz. Biggs's bill was advanced out of the House Judiciary Committee. 4. A Ukraine Aid and Border Reform Package. President Joe Biden has asked for $111 billion, which would provide $50 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, and $14 billion in aid to Israel during its conflict with Hamas. Lawmakers had hoped to strike a deal that would provide for Ukraine while providing for border reforms. Republicans have demanded significant concessions on border policy and enforcement in exchange for aid to Ukraine. While lawmakers have worked to negotiate a potential border Ukraine deal, Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has called for Biden to take executive actions to stem the record tide of illegal immigration. NBC News reported. Those executive actions, Johnson said, include ending the policy allowing Customs and Border Protection to release migrants without court dates, and turn back or detain all aliens encountered between ports of entry, restricting parole, which allows the president to temporarily admit some migrants, and pursuing agreements with third countries like Canada to take those seeking asylum in the U.S. However, as Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported, Biden has also demoted border negotiations with Republicans to conduct emergency border negotiations with Mexican President Andrés López Obrador. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.